This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is getting $2 million to provide more behavioral health crisis help for people who tested positive for coronavirus. State officials say they will use money from the Federal Pandemic Relief Act to increase bed capacity and help COVID-19 patients transition from medical facilities into residential behavioral health services. More than 50,000 Colorado school children do not have access to the internet or devices for remote learning. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
A new state survey assessed the needs of more than 90% of the state's school districts. Landon Mascarenhas is with the Colorado Education Initiative, a nonprofit that helped conduct the survey.
A right to an education seems to be clearly alongside the right to information right now in terms of internet access and being able to get online.
Students struggling with stress related to COVID-19 is a top concern identified by many districts. State officials say the survey will help policymakers and potential donors target the biggest needs for vulnerable students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
While the statewide stay-at-home order expires on Sunday, Denver's order is still set to expire on April 30th. Mayor Michael Hancock says testing capacity is a factor in any eventual reopening. He also plans to extend the ban on large gatherings and dine-in service at restaurants through May 11th. 63 and mostly cloudy in Denver, 59 with thunderstorms in Colorado Springs, 67 and sunny for Pueblo. This is CPR News.